This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Go247, covering the LSU Tigers, football, baseball, basketball. Man, he does it all. Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. And honestly, thank you for putting me in the same guest lineup as my childhood hero, Drew Brees. It's quite
How about
the
that? It's pretty cool, man.
Quite the honor. Quite the honor. I'm glad I'm getting mine over with first, though.
Well, you're in the lineup, Glenn. Hey, man, that's what counts, baby. You're in the lineup.
Sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Glenn, before we get into the LSU-Arkansas series, a big pickup for LSU over the weekend, and I know we've talked about it before, that this is a team that had to add another piece in the secondary, especially at safety, and bringing in A.J. Halsey. I was telling Charlie yesterday because I didn't know if he would come out or not, because he's actually 3 years in college. He spent the first year at New Mexico and then two at Houston. There was some rumblings that one way or another, he was not going to be back at Houston. So he may declare early for the NFL draft. So I've done my kind of breakdown on him, and he has played both free and strong safety. And you add him to the mix along with Tomarcus Cooley, who they brought in from North Carolina State, Mansoor Delane, who they got in from Virginia Tech. All of a sudden, now I'm not sure where Delane's going to play, if he's going to be your outside corner, nickel, or safety. But now all of a sudden, the real question mark has been answered. Now hopefully everybody can stay healthy, but do you think A.J. Halsey, for me, he's the guy, he walks on campus, hey, you're the starter. I know everything's about competition, but for me, having watched him at Houston, he's a starter for LSU.
I think you're right on the money there. I think he is a plug-and-play starter, and I think when you looked at kind of the two positions that LSU could potentially target in the portal cycle this spring, defensive tackle certainly came to mind, and then safety was probably the other position that if the right fit came along, LSU would jump at the opportunity. And they did a really nice job by bringing in Bernard Gooden, who's a top 50 player on our 24/7 Sports Services in terms of the defensive tackle position, a top five player at that position, and then getting A.J. Halsey in here as the last pickup of the cycle is a tremendous add at this stage for LSU, because I think you're right. I think he gives you some more confidence now that the secondary is in a much better spot here going into the fall. Somebody I think can plug and play at safety, and you can kind of mix and match around that. You know, I think there were some chatter for a lot of the offseason, and it still could wind up being true that Delane could move to safety at some point this fall or some point this offseason just to try to get some reps there. But I think now that you brought in Halsey, you've seen a couple of the younger guys in the program, guys like Deshaun Spears, Tomarcus Cooley, certainly from the transfer portal. Those guys had pretty solid spring camps. I think that you can now feel pretty safe with DeLane at corner. And I think that's probably where he ends up for most of the snaps this fall. But he's certainly got that versatility to his game as well. So I think what Halsey really does is he gives you a veteran guy back there, a short tackler, somebody that is something that LSU has struggled with in years past, if we're being quite honest, at that position. So getting a physical, strong tackler at that spot, whether it's at free or strong safety, whatever way they end up going with him, I think it's a huge, huge piece for LSU to kind of round out this defense. And really, if you look at the rest of the transfer portal pieces that they brought in this fall or going back to the winter, I would imagine most, if not all, those guys wind up being either starters or really big-time contributors to the defense this year.
We haven't heard a lot about Jakeem Jackson. Maybe give a little update on Jakeem. He came here also highly regarded cover cornerback from Florida, and certainly somebody that Corey Raymond knows a little bit about. And so you think about, you've got the number one rated cornerback in the country, and I'll be honest with you, finally got to see him up close and personal. He's legit 6'3 plus. Because I sort of questioned if he really was that tall. He is that tall. But a little bit about Jakeem Jackson, who they brought in, and where do you see him fitting in here at LSU?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Jakeem was a top three corner a couple of years ago, a couple of recruiting cycles ago. So he was obviously very highly recruited, wound up at Florida with Corey Raymond, and just missed a lot of last year with an injury and kind of went out early in the season, didn't get a chance to see kind of his development in year two. But everything that we had read and heard was that he was making some really giant leaps there in year two in Gainesville. So Raymond makes the transition over to LSU, brings over Jakeem Jackson a year later. And, this spring he's mostly been running with the twos. I think he's had some a few first-team reps going back to the spring, but somebody that I think will absolutely factor into that rotation. I'm a big DJ Pickett guy. I think he's going to be a real star for LSU in his first year. You still have got Ashton Stamps and P.J. Woodland, who played a lot of snaps for you last year. But I really like what they did in the cornerback room by bringing in first Jakeem Jackson and then Monster DeLane to kind of round that group out. I think that they're going to be as talented, as long, as versatile in their coverage as we've seen to this point since Brian Kelly arrived at LSU at that position. So I can't sit here and say that Jakeem's going to be a game one starter, but he'll certainly factor into that rotation, and I would imagine plays a good amount for LSU this fall.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Glenn, hopping to the diamond, a top 10 SEC showdown at Alec Box Stadium this weekend, Arkansas coming to town. And just a couple notes on it, like Steve and I were hosting the show last Thursday, and the first game against Texas was that day, and we see Zach Root just completely shut them down. The Arkansas ace goes 8 innings, allows 2 hits, 12 strikeouts against the number one team in the country in Texas, and they just blitzed them offensively. So this is like, I'm watching this game. Arkansas had lost 3 straight SEC series up to that point, and they just annihilate Texas, the number one team in the country, who was 19-2 in that first game. And then all of a sudden, it turns into a sweep, and Arkansas is back on the map. I know that D1 has them ranked number 7. Jay Johnson had a really funny comment that was just like, what are they watching? This is one of the best teams in the country. They should be number two or number one. And I want to get your thoughts on Arkansas, just because it's a scary team that's coming in red hot to Alec Box Stadium after an impressive showing against Texas.
Yeah, welcome to the SEC would be my response to some of that. I mean, anybody can be beaten on any given weekend in this conference, it seems like. And certainly Arkansas has been one of the more well-rounded teams, I think, in the conference. I think you could make an easy argument that they are the most well-rounded team LSU's played to this point in the season. When you combine pitching and hitting, they're a top three pitching staff in SEC play. They're, I think, the number one hitting team in SEC play. And that's kind of been the program's bugaboo, I guess, over the last several years, is that they've always had the elite pitching, but maybe not always the consistent batting. That's not the case this year. They are a very, very dangerous team, and LSU coming off of a big-time series loss at A&M, they're going to have all their P's and Q's in order, especially at the plate, because you mentioned it, Root's a really phenomenal talent at pitcher. They have several other guys that they can mix and match with. So it's going to be a real interesting series here, because I think as you look ahead to what this schedule offers over the next couple weeks, I think LSU still has all of its goals out in front of them, but they have to win these next two series to really secure that top eight national seed and be playing at the road to Omaha, having to go through the box at both the regional and super regional level, I think is very important for this team.
Yeah, that's a great point. I wanted to just throw it out there as well, because D1 had their most recent field of 64 projection, and they had LSU as the four seed right now. The season had ended today. I know that it's different from the committee and everything like that, but it's interesting to see that projection, because you have the series against Arkansas this weekend and then the series against South Carolina on the road next weekend before you get to Hoover. And it's a different, format in Hoover as well this year, which is pretty interesting as well. But what is kind of that magic number you think for LSU to feel safely in the top eight national seed? Like you mentioned, having the home path to Omaha.
Yeah, I believe they're at 15 right now, 15 wins in conference play. If they're able to get up to 19 wins, I think that really secures their spot as a top eight national seed, really, no matter what happens in Hoover at the SEC tournament. If they were to drop one of these final two series, I think you'd have to get some work done in Hoover to make sure that you're a top eight kind of team. But I really like what they've done to this point in terms of setting themselves up, even with that A&M loss where you kind of had it down there to your final four outs of winning that series. Still to get out of there with one, I think was, kind of keeping your hopes afloat there. But this is going to be the big litmus test for them, because their offense has been very up and down for the better part of a month now. It's been kind of hard to figure out from an outsider's perspective. I'm sure Jay Johnson has been staying up late at nights trying to figure this out too, because they have really talented hitters and they've have guys that have shown that they can hit in conference play in their careers. But right now it's those returning pieces, Jared Jones, Stephen Milams, Michael Braswells of the world, Josh Pearson's, those guys are kind of struggling a little bit at the plate right now, and they've got to get some more consistency there to be the kind of team they want to be in postseason play.
Glenn, you know what drives, I got friends of mine live next to me. They are huge baseball fans. They were like, man, we're getting the home runs. Nobody's on base. Okay, yeah. It's the one-run homer. It's like, come on, if they had people on base, I mean, I'd feel much better about it. But you're right about it. I think the inconsistency. And last time we had Coach Johnson on last Thursday, he sort of brought that up, that there's some work here to be done with being a more consistent hitting team. And he felt as though that was a key down the stretch for LSU, not only once you get into the SEC Championship Series, but also beyond.
Yeah, it's kind of a complete reversal of what we saw early in the season. And I know it was non-conference play and you weren't facing the elite arms week in, week out, but this offense was very consistent for LSU for the first couple months and even the first, 3 or 4 weeks of SEC play. It's really been this last month or 5 weeks here where they've just been very inconsistent at the plate. They're getting out early in counts. One of the big bugaboos, I think, for Jay Johnson is that they get hits, but the runs don't really reflect the amount of hits that they're getting, and I think that just directly revolves around them not getting enough guys in scoring position and then not coming up with the clutch enough hits to pull away in some of those games. So certainly some things to figure out here over the last couple weeks of the regular season. We'll see how sharp this team can get going into postseason play, but Once we reach postseason play, you kind of go back to zero, and you got to hope that your team is in a really good spot, headspace wise, and certainly consistency wise, on offense and on the mound.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great stuff. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Say hi to Drew Brees for me.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
All righty. Glenn West from Go247.com. They do a great job covering all aspects of LSU athletics.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.